Welcome back. You are listening to the 1 Minute Apologist podcast with Dr. Bobby Conway. Today we're going to be listening to some clips from a recent live broadcast that Bobby did with Cross Examined.
Welcome to the 1 Minute Apologist. 1 Minute Apologist. Apologetics seeks to give credible answers to curious questions, to give a defense.
Well, it's the first week of 2020, and I'll leave all of my vision jokes aside, but there are some really great things coming up this year in 2020. With the 1 Minute Apologist, Bobby is going to be kicking off a live Q&A session that we're going to be doing weekly on Wednesdays after his Pastor's Perspective program, so that's cool. Another thing that Bobby and I hope to do is release some more longer teaching videos, so those will be coming out shortly, so stay tuned to that. And one of the ways that you can stay tuned is you can head on over to the website, 1MinuteApologist.com, and wait for just a couple seconds. A little box will come up. You can sign up for our weekly email. There's over 500 people that have already signed up for that weekly email. You will get that on Mondays, sometime mid-morning. And that email just has some links to the most recent content that we put out, our most recent blog and our most recent videos and a link to the podcast. Things like that will be in that email. It's very short and very brief. There's just the links in it, basically. So we'd encourage you to head on over to 1MinuteApologist.com and sign up for our weekly email. Another thing that we would encourage you to do is to help support this ministry. You can be a Patreon, so you can go over to patreon.com/1MinuteApologist and become one of our Patreon supporters. You can also donate at the website, 1MinuteApologist.com, or you can join the website and give through there. $99 a year will get you access to some exclusive content that Bobby's producing and a free book. If you're stateside, we'll mail you a book. There's a number of ways that you can continue to support this ministry, but one of the most important ways that you can support this ministry is by just sharing our content, by sharing the videos with your friends and family that are in your social network, that you can post a link to this podcast and say, hey, check it out. That's one of the best things that you can do to help support this ministry. Even if you can't give financially, you can help support us. You could leave us a review on your podcast listening software and give us a 5-star rating. That really helps us out as well. So there's a number of different ways that you can help support this ministry. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the ability to just pray for our ministry. There are daily attacks from people that disagree with us. If you go onto our YouTube channel and check out some of the comments, you see a number of those people that are very vocal about their disagreement with us. So just continue to pray for this ministry, for Bobby, and the work that we're doing, trying to give credible answers to curious questions. It is a continual blessing that we have to be able to interact with you via social media, via email, and to hear about the wonderful stories, but we know that there's this opposition. So without further ado, Bobby's going to answer some questions that both Frank Turek and Jorge Gill were asking. One quick reminder is that Bobby is kicking off a Doubting Towards Faith class on onlinechristiancourses.com. So the link to that will be in the description. But we would encourage you to go to that website to sign up for the course. There is a cost to that. This YouTube live video that I pulled some of these clips from, they're talking a little bit more about doubt and that class. And so I would really encourage you to do that. It's another great way to interact with Bobby, another great way to continue to support the ministry. Onlinechristiancourses.com is where you can find that information, and that link is in the description for you to be able to click on that and go right over and do that. You want to sign up today. The class actually kicks off today, January 6, 2020. So if you're listening to this, kind of shortly after that, you may be able to jump on and still sign up, but we would really encourage you to do that. So if you want to watch the full video, I will put the link in the description to the full, I think it's about an hour and 40 minutes that Jorge and Frank were kind of talking to Bobby about doubt and doubting towards faith. It was a really great introduction to what the course is going to be and some more of Bobby's story. So without further ado, here we go.
Everybody has to have, if you're a thinker, you got to have a worldview to explain why things are the way they are. Why is reality the way it is? And even if you're an atheist, you've got to explain why things are the way they are. If you're going to be somebody that is a thinker, somebody that's trying to figure out cause and effect. So my question is, when you were going through these doubts, when it was your darkest period, you may have doubted, say, Christianity, but did you ever flip it around and say, okay, if I was an atheist, what would I be struggling with? Like, how would I explain the origin of the universe? How would I explain the fine tuning of the universe from an atheist perspective? How would I explain objective moral values? How would I explain the resurrection, the evidence for the resurrection? Or how would I explain the explosion of the church out of Jerusalem? There were so many other things you would need to explain from that perspective. Did you ever flip it when you were going through those troubled times?
All the time. And that's one of the things that, like, the process of going through doubts was horrific. And I'm so thankful that I'm not living in the sea of that angst. At the same token, boy, it can really help you to go through a sanctification process of the mind. I talk about different types of doubts: emotional doubt, spiritual doubt, volitional doubt. My greatest type of doubts were intellectual doubt, which tends to often be the least kind, where emotional doubt is what really buffets people. But yeah, I would think like this, Frank. I go, okay, well, the atheists, they really struggle with this whole idea of how could a good God allow for evil in the world? Okay, but then if I was an atheist, there would be no ultimate justice to deal with evil anyway. Mussolini, right, and Pol Pot and Hitler and Mao Zedong, they all just get away with it. So on Christianity, I might not be able to understand why God doesn't intervene sooner, but I have the promise that he will execute judgment in time. So on atheism, all those people get a free pass. In Christianity, they might not get judged when we want, but they will be judged. Yes. So I started thinking like that. I thought, boy, if I'm an agnostic, that seemed attractive sometimes. But then I thought, you know, the agnostic, at least they're, you know, certain about one thing, and that's that there is an explanation. They just don't know what the explanation is. Mm-hmm. I would rather give my life to what seemingly is the best explanation than mm-hmm. saying there is an explanation, but I'm just going to throw my hands up and sit in critics' corner all the time.
That lead me to ask you these questions. What do you think people demonize doubt? Because people say, well, you know, you have doubts, you really not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, and, you know, you're not doing your part, da-da-da-da-da, you know. When I came to Christ, I never doubted again. Why people have this idea that doubt is the doubt is the opposite of faith? Why people go that route?
Yeah, so doubt is not the opposite of faith. Unbelief is. So that's a good question. People can really panic as it relates to this. I think some of it is born out of maybe an old guard type of fundamentalism that people would get together in their small groups and, you know, and it's great, preach the word, and they talk about the word, and we identified maturity with how well you could articulate your doctrine. Well, if you're having doubts about the doctrine you're trying to articulate, then that can create some fear and even sharing that. And so what's happened is a lot of churches, they don't leave room for people to be authentic, because the moment we're authentic about the fact that we have these questions, then you have some that are ready to say, you know, they minimize our doubts and say, well, just believe, or they look at you like you're silly for having them. Or others, they might be ready to point, you know, you, or call you out as a heretic, and no one wants that. So you have closet doubters. And what I want to say is people should be able to talk about their doubts in the same way they should be able to talk about their guilt, in the same way they should be able to talk about their fears, in the same way they should be able to talk about their worries. And if we want a, you know, fabricated cheesianity where we get together and we can't be vulnerable, then we all just need to just sit around and, you know, leave no room to talk about what really gets to us. But the reality is we're people. And so that's the other thing. Like, people can think, Well, you know, I can have fears, I can have worries, I can have, anxieties, but in depression, well, then why couldn't I struggle with doubts too? And so we help each other. And I think that this course should be a way of engaging into authentic Christianity. Doubt's not foreign in the Bible, and we'll talk about that. You see people in the scriptures doubting. Jesus, the cousin, or John the Baptist. He struggled with doubts. I mean, if the one who baptized Jesus, the cousin of Jesus, can have doubts on death row, how much more are we susceptible 2,000 years removed?
Absolutely, man. That is a great answer. Actually, I just saw another comment that says, doubt is the enemy of faith. You know, we sound like, you know, this, you know, we just finished a 40-year Star Wars saga, you know, over across decades. And that sounds like a Sith Lord talking, you know, doubt is the enemy of faith. You know, why people are so stuck in this? Because to be honest with you, I never doubted the existence of God, but I never care about him until I was in a federal detention center at 27 years old, 28 years old. And then I sat down and then I started having doubts, but I started having doubts about myself. And that's what brought me to Jesus. So the idea of doubting towards faith, where does that come from?
Well, let me say this. I'm assuming someone's saying doubt is the enemy of faith. Any learner knows what it's like to have doubts. I mean, you know how many times, even as a Christian, like you could be a pre-tribber and then end up as a post-tribber later? Well, in order to become a post-tribber, you have to doubt your pre-tribber. So unless you've held on to the same theological position that was handed to you, then you could say you've never had doubts. But if you've ever went from a young earth to an old earth, well, to go from a young earth to an old earth means you'd have to come to a place where you start doubting young earth creationism in order to believe in older. So when people say sometimes it's not an enemy of the faith, sometimes we're just thinking about, different doctrines on how things are going to be put together. Jude says, be merciful to those who doubt. You look at the psalmists. I mean, they're so authentic about their doubts. God, where are you? How could you do this? And I think that kind of a statement is what shuts people down. And we end up becoming inauthentic in the way that we relate to one another. And the reality is I guess we could say that about all kinds of things. Fear is an enemy of the faith. Guilt is an enemy of the faith. Anxiety is an enemy of the faith. Worry is an enemy of the faith. And so I get it. I'm not saying any of that's good. It's not great and good. I'm not celebrating doubts. I'm just saying they're there. And
it's real. Yeah, it's part of reality. Yeah, it's part of who we are. And actually, you know, sometimes I think stuff like this come across as, you know, I got this heightened state of Christianity. I want to be just holier than thou. You know, oh, yeah, I don't never doubt. I don't never do this. I think that is a caricature. I'm telling you, I struggle every day with all my flaws. Well, guess what? Doubt can be one of those.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. If you want to help spread the word, please leave us a 5-star review and tell your friends about this resource. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel and blog for more credible answers to curious questions.